This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, Billy Brim will be talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. This important teaching will dramatically impact you and your family and change the way you live in these last days. So grab your Bible and enjoy today's message.
Speaking of God, it says, Colossians chapter 1:13. Who, God, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption, how? Through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Now, I'm going to read to you straight out from this book. Don't go to sleep. Perk up your ears and your spirit and listen. Every benefit and blessing we possess in our redemption, including complete and total victory over Satan, is based on Jesus and his triumph over Satan at the cross. We have victory over Satan because of Jesus' shed blood. The old-timers in Pentecost understood a truth about the blood of Jesus. They would plead the blood against the devil. That is scriptural. When you plead the blood against the devil, you are really pleading your covenant rights of protection against the enemy. Revelation 12:11 he uses, and they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. A missionary told an interesting testimony once about the power and the blood of Jesus for protection. This woman was left alone on the mission station in a foreign field, and a peculiar kind of scorpion was common in that area. Its sting was deadly. No one had ever survived who was stung by it. The missionary was down in the village that day, and one of these deadly scorpions stung her. It scared her at first because she was alone in the mission station. All the other missionaries were not there. Just the native people were there. She related, "At first I panicked. Then I just said, I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ against this scorpion sting." The natives watched her, expecting her to fall down dead. But she did not swell up or show any sign of sickness whatsoever. Those natives watched her as she went on about her business. The whole village followed her around all day because they knew she was going to die. Reminds you of Paul, doesn't it? That missionary experienced no ill effects. She just pled the blood of Jesus and stood on her covenant rights of protection, and she never experienced any harm. As a result of that miracle, most of those natives were saved. Yes, we have to deal with Satan and those things that try to come against us to hurt and destroy us, but there's victory in Jesus and in his blood. Hallelujah. Now we've talked about the blood. Now we're going to talk about pleading the blood. I was raised up under Brother Hagin, and he calls himself a stickler for the word, and if you raised up under him, you will be a stickler for the word. I teach about three prongs in my ministry, the Jews, the nations, and the church. We're on the church prong tonight. But on any prong, if I'm preaching about what's happening in Israel, I only can teach it from line upon line upon line upon line of lots of scriptures. Because that's the only way it makes reality to me. But the Lord always helps me. He'll say, and this scripture, and that scripture, and this scripture. Bless the Lord. So I wanted to know about pleading. And I wanted to look it up in the scripture and see what the word of God says about it. So I looked it up in the Hebrew lexicon. because the Hebrew words are sometimes translated with different English words. So I looked it up every time it was in the Old Testament. Now, Hebrew words are wonderful. They have only 240 root words, and every word of all their language comes from one of those 200 roots, and that root is in a family of words. And it's like a wheel. At the center is the root word, and then growing out from that are all the other words made from that root word. Like, for instance, the best known word in all the world is amen, and that's a root word. It literally means in Hebrew, may this prayer come true. Then by adding vowel sounds, just those spokes that come out from that wheel, you have all the words which go together to make a prayer come true. And one of the words that has, and every time you see this word, because they only use the consonants, it looks to you like amen. But the word is emunah. Can you hear the same consonants? And that's the word for faith. It takes faith to make the prayer come true. You see how it works? And that root word is always a verb. Amen, if you know it or not, is a verb form. It's an action word of making a prayer come true. And this root word for plead is pronounced reeve. And it means in its verb form, it means to strive or contend. And we see it in, let's look at one of the first places it appears in Genesis 31, 36. Say glory.
Glory.
Don't get too quiet now. Genesis 31, 36. This is one of the first appearances of it. And this word in here, it doesn't say plead. It uses the word chode. But you probably don't know what chode means either, do you? It means to strive, to contend, we'll get the next little part of it in a minute. But this is one of the first meanings and times it's listed. And it says, Genesis 31, 36, and Jacob was wroth and chode, that's the word, with Laban. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, what is my trespass? What is my sin? See, he's really pleading his case, that thou hast so hotly pursued after me. Because this word means, in its verb form, to conduct a legal case. Plead doesn't have anything in the world to do with begging. Nothing. Its meaning is so far from begging. If you think that when you plead the blood, you're begging the blood, you are absolutely opposite what it means. It's a legal word. This book is a legal book. And it means to plead a legal, conduct, plead a legal case. Let's turn to some other places it's used. Look at Isaiah 3. Say glory.
Glory.
Isaiah 3. And we see it in verse 13. God is the judge of all. There is a prosecuting attorney called the accuser of the brethren. There is an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have legal cases. Some don't have it, but we do, thank God. Isaiah 3:13. The Lord, Yahweh, when you see L-O-R-D, that's Jehovah. Jehovah stands up to plead and stands to judge the people. Now, I want you to look at some really good ones that you'll see it. And look at 1 Samuel 24. You'll see it really well here, its meaning. 1 Samuel 24. Say glory.
Glory.
1 Samuel 24 and verse 15. The Lord, Jehovah, Yahweh. Yahweh, Jehovah, therefore, be judge and judge between me and thee and see and plead my cause and deliver me out of thine hand. This is the word plead, reeve. It's just one word in the Hebrew. To get the meaning, we have to use three English words. Plead my case. I've got a legal case here. When you plead the blood of Jesus, you're pleading your legal case. Hallelujah. Turn to Micah. Do you see that? Do you see what it means? Okay, turn to Micah. Yeah, that's good. Glory. I'm glad he didn't just leave us to ourselves and let us go. You're going to see the word again here in Micah chapter 7 and verse 8. I love it when Jerry preaches on this verse. I'm going to try to say it like he does. Don't you hear people preaching when you're reading the Bible? You hear them preach it? Micah chapter 7 and verse 6. Rejoice not against me, O mine enemy. Here's what I like to hear Jerry say. When I fall, I shall arise. How many of you heard him preach that? When I fall, I shall arise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord shall be a light unto me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him until there will be an end to it. He plead my cause and execute judgment for me. He will bring me forth to the light, and I shall behold his righteousness. Our cause requires his righteousness. Your righteousness is not good enough. And the pleading of your case, the legal case you have to stand on for your righteousness, is the blood of Jesus Christ. Remember, the life is in the blood. And when that blood is poured out, the life of Jesus Christ, God didn't have to make men to be creatures of blood. Angels didn't have blood. Jesus tonight doesn't have any blood. He has a flesh and bone body. Because he poured out his blood as an offering for your sin. And the sin, it was so pure, it was God's own blood that it covered all the sin of everybody in the whole world. But they have to apply it by faith to their lives to walk in the righteousness of it. That's what you had to do. Now let's turn to, there's so many of them. We won't turn to all these. Let's do turn to Jeremiah 50.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, The Power in the Blood of Jesus. This is an in-depth study of the Bible on the power in the blood and how to practically put it into use in these glorious last days. The Power in the Blood of Jesus is now available on CD for $50, audio cassette for $40, or videotape for $80. You can order in three ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. Or you could write us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom.